This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Hey, it's Samantha Jade here, and you are on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9.
Don't laugh at me, Dean. I panicked. I know I've played that one three times already today.
We've got like 26 jigs and you keep putting Samantha Jade.
I love Samantha Jade. Not that we don't love Samantha Jade. I love Samantha Jade.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. We've got another guest with us here in the studio. Joining us is photographer extraordinaire, Sanjeev Singh. Hello, Sanjeev.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Very, very good. Now, you are doing a really exciting photo project.
I am.
Which is why we've gotten you in today, called Addings. This isn't Addings as in getting out and about. It's something so much more, isn't it? So Addings is a photographic essay that chronicles the coming out stories of LGBTIQ plus LGBTIQ.
One more time.
LGBTIQ, everyone, our community, by revisiting the spaces that shaped their coming out journeys in the hopes of reclaiming the spaces. Mm-hmm. And this is an initiative by you. How did this come about?
Well, look, you know, when I embarked in photography a few years ago, I always wanted my photography to be able to tell stories. Yeah. And, you know, there's the commercial work where we do events and weddings
Dolly
and
all that kind
of
stuff.
Yes, lots of Dolly Diamond. But I just haven't had a chance to kind of embark on the things that I want to do, which is tell stories. And I've been really passionate about telling people's coming out stories. And, you know, in my early 20s, when I was just kind of struggling with my sexuality, I sought out these stories because I wanted to find hope. I wanted to find someone, a real life story that I could relate to that would give me the sense that, oh, I'm not the only one feeling this way.
Yeah.
And so when I was thinking about it from a photography sense, what would make it interesting? I thought, wow, why don't we explore the spaces that was significant in shaping our coming out experience, you know? So I started exploring that, started talking to different people, and it just kind of happened organically. And I've been talking about it for about 2 years and just kind of really scared of embarking in a project. But I just kind of decided this is time to do it. And here we go.
Now you've taken the leap and away you go. Your photographic essay has begun. You have started taking photos of people and the spaces that inspire them.
I have. And more importantly, the venue's been booked, so I have to deliver. There's no backing up.
So you're going to actually be doing this exhibition and showing these works on National Coming Out Day?
Yeah, National Coming Out Day, which is on the 11th of October. It's going to be at Chapel of Chapel.
I love when someone gives themselves the deadline.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're scary as hell. But
there's no better motivator, is there?
Yes.
So how are things coming along so far? Because we are asking for people to get involved.
Yes.
Love for more people to share their stories and be a part of this project.
Absolutely, absolutely. So there are many ways you can be a part of it. If you've got a great story that you want to be a part of this project, come get in touch with us through our Facebook page, which is Outings, or connect with us on Instagram, the Outings Photo Project. Sorry, Outings Photo Project.
All of these details are up on our social media.
Exactly. We've also got a crowdfunding campaign happening to help us fund the printing and the framing and the production cost of the project. So that's with Australian Cultural Fund, which is fantastic, which means every contribution, $2 or more, goes to it. It's tax deductible.
That's great.
So it's a great investment.
So Robbie, when did you come out? What was your coming out like? What was your experience that inspired you?
We would have to go back to my birth and take a photo in the birthing suite, I think. No, look,
rainbows just shooting out.
I clearly remember coming out at high school, and I can even tell you, this is what's interesting about this, isn't it? I can even tell you what classroom in high school I was when I shared it with a friend. So this is something that really resonates with people, and I think being able to sort of visually show that it's such an exciting idea for people to get in.
Absolutely, and the thing is, you don't ever come out just the one time. Come out multiple times throughout your life. You know, whenever you walk to a new work environment, you meet somebody new. You've got to come out to yourself first before we're exploring all that.
It means so many things. How did you come out, Sanjeev?
Oh my gosh. So this is going to be really funny. So I was telling you, I was trying to find stories or connect to real people. I was living in Perth. I was an international student in Perth. Didn't really know where to meet gay people. So I learned about a thing called the sauna. And I would go.
I learned about them a long time ago.
And I would go to a sauna wanting to talk to people, but nobody, nobody wanted to talk to me.
That's
but
really beautiful.
Until one night, this guy decided that he was like, oh, "What's your deal? What do you, you know?" Because I just sat there, I just really wanted to talk, and we talked. He was a nurse, and it was great. So till today, we're friends.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that. It's what very interesting about what these spaces do mean to us all.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Dean?
My coming out story. Yeah. When I burst out of the closet, the irony that no one realised I was gay shocks me even till this day. Except for my sister that found all my pornographic material and in my room, and my Pansy Division CDs my brother and sister found apparently a week and a half earlier. But I was sitting around the table with my family and said, "Can you pass the bread? And by the way, I'm gay." And I don't think pasta's ever been the same again.
And getting you at a dinner table to get a photo wouldn't be too hard. So, so you could easily take part in this initiative.
Exactly. Look, it's a fantastic initiative when you think about what spaces mean to your story and the connection of that. And we really want to support Sanjeev in what he's doing.
Yeah, and it's, I guess it's trying to stay... Anywhere can be a coming up moment. Any yeah. space can be a queer space. You know, it doesn't have to be this big announcement. But it's also an opportunity to open up the conversation. You know, in light of all that's happening in the media, we don't have to talk about what's going on in the media.
We've done that enough.
Exactly. I think we need more spaces where we can have conversations and build bridges with the community that don't understand and just think, oh, everyone's coming out, it's the same. No, it's not.
No, it's not. Everyone's is different. And I think what's really exciting about this is you can take your own story and you can take a space and then put yourself in the hands of someone who is really a wonderful artist like Sanjeev with his photography. Thank you. No, it's Mike, because you are. Like, it's just a fact. And you can really, you know, let that portrayal come through and be a part of this project. So if you would like to be a part of the project, if you want to submit your story or yourself, or just want to donate some money to help get the cost together so the artworks can be displayed, not just at Chapel of Chapel, but then hopefully everywhere, mm-hmm. so more people can share their coming out stories.
Yeah. Go onto our page. Also, I mean, the project hopefully will have a life beyond the exhibition. I hope to take it on a regional tour.
I damn straight. You better.
Yeah. You know, there's two levels. So there's the Chapel of Chapel, but the portraits are also going to be printed as paste up posters.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And going out on the street. So we're taking it out
great.
To the people.
It's so exciting.
And wanting it, like, you know, we're trying to make it accessible so people don't have to go specifically to Chapel of Chapel.
Yeah, and they can experience, you know, what coming out or what that means to them. Mm-hmm. So we've got the details to the outings up on our social media right now. Head to Mad Wednesdays on Facebook or my Twitter and it's all there. But we will be sharing that again. Sanjeev, thank you so much for coming and thank you for doing it. Like we said, Sanjeev is looking for more people who want to share their stories and everyone has one. So have a think about what your story is and just throw it Sanjeev's way. But also, if you've got a bit of cash that you can chuck towards the project to help it grow, then why not do it? There's always some coins behind the cushion and it's always appreciated.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming in. But before you leave, Sanjeev, have you got a name for the Pride Centre crane? Well, that's what I want to know.
Oh, gosh, you put me on the spot there.
Well, it wasn't my plan. So we've been asking our listeners, and some of the ones we've gotten are Name the Crane, Hook and Sling, and that's from Lawrence.
Lawrence.
Right.
Another one was How About The Wait Is Over, which I think is pretty cool. That's a good one from John. And then there's the Homo Erectus by Fiona in Reservoir.
The Homo Erectus, I like it a lot.
That's a
That'll
good
turn
one.
Heads.
And then, I love it. Hey guys, what about Fraser? Fraser Crane. And that's from Scott in Flemington. I'm still waiting for people to help me with the name of Bunny Brooks Cafe, which was a secret queer hookout here in Melbourne all those years ago. The amazing actress Bunny Brooke. And I think that would be a great name and something that is not just a laugh, but stamps with in our history, like the Pride Centre will. So, have you got off the top of your head, Sanjeev?
Oh, I'll have to come back to you on that
one.
All
right,
you can have mine, Sanjeev, which is Craney McCrane Face.
Ooh, very nice.
You can submit that on my behalf.
What would you name the Pride Centre Crane? Why don't you let us know? Hit us up on 0427-JOY949 or on onairatjoy.org.au.
You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.